You're listening to SBS News.
Kazim Shah always makes a cup of tea before work. As a security guard, shifts can be long and often tiring. But despite his work ethic, Mr. Shah is a low-paid worker and struggles to make ends meet.
Electricity has gone up, gas has gone up, groceries have gone up. Right now is winter starting, so electricity bills and everything adds up.
As Mr. Shah gets older, he is concerned about his future.
I have nothing like saved up if something happens, or I can't relax. I'm just around the clock working, and that's the way my life is.
But he is one of many workers who will benefit from an increase to the minimum wage brought about by Australia's Fair Work Commission. From July, the hourly rate will increase from $18.93 per hour to $19.49 per hour. It means the weekly wage will rise from $719.20 to $740.80. That's an extra $21.60 a week. Unions had been calling for a 6% rise, but Assistant Secretary from the Australian Council of Trade Unions, Liam O'Brien, says he was happy with the result.
3% increase, which is a significant achievement by union members across the country who have campaigned hard to see minimum wages increase.
Delivering the decision, Fair Work Commission President Justice Ian Ross says the economic conditions justified a lower increase than the 3.5% pay rise awarded last year.
We are satisfied that the level of increases we have decided upon will not lead to any adverse inflationary outcome, and nor will it have any measurable negative impact on employment.
Justice Ross acknowledges that while living standards for the lowest paid workers had improved, some continue to experience significant disadvantage. But the business community isn't convinced, arguing the rise would risk jobs and the viability of some small businesses. The chief executive of the Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Pearson, says employers will have to front the bill.
For small businesses in particular, they'll struggle to be able to cover the costs of their increased wages bill. We need to remember, too, that the total cost to employers across the economy is going to be north of $3 billion, and that money has to come from somewhere.
Russell Zimmerman from Australian Retailers Association is also concerned.
We respect the decision of Fair Work. However, I would say this decision will make it very difficult for some SME retailers who are probably living as close to the breadline as anybody could.
The federal government says the wage rise is a positive reflection of the current performance of the economy, while the opposition argues the increase will be diminished by cuts to penalty rates, which are also due to come in on July 1, as opposition industrial relations spokesperson Brendan O'Connor explains.
On the 1st of July this year, there will be 700,000 workers, low-paid retail and hospitality workers, who will receive a pay cut, as penalty rates are cut again. So for those workers, this wage increase will be eaten up by a further cut to penalty rates.
Kazim Shah says the extra dollars will be welcomed, but as far as his current lifestyle goes, it won't be changing in a hurry.
It will make some difference, but not a lot, because the way expenses have increased is a lot more.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.